Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like a Christmas cracker, but we have saucier toys.
Yeah, we do. Well done.
Thanks, mate. My name is Bibi Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Christmas Kane. Every year she does it, every year. Tell us who we got coming up, Bibi Grinch.
Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. Broadcaster, writer, friendo show, and the foxiest sexual health educator out there. It's our little elf. It's Alex Fox.
Oh, hello. I am your little elf. Elf on a shelf, pleasuring herself.
No, Alex, don't ruin Christmas with that kind of filth.
Oh, you know, that's exactly what I'm here to do. You know, when they say Merry Christmas, you filthy animals, I'm the top of that particular mammalian food chain. You know you've been looking forward to this.
Too much. We couldn't help but notice your bulging stockings.
Well, you know, I think we've all put a little bit of poundage on. My hold-ups are holding up just fine. Oh, I wish somebody would rub it in for me, Miranda. I wish they would. I knew you two were going to rip the piss out of me, so I've come prepared. I have a bottle of personalised Foxy's Pink Gin, courtesy of Resibox.com, because I figured that, well, I was imagining that I'd probably need a cocktail after all that cock-based talk, but now I think I'm just going to start drinking now, frankly. It's the only way to get through this.
So tell us. So every year, this is the only tradition I will tolerate at Christmas. I hate Christmas. Is Alex coming on and talking to us about what's new and what's happening for sexy times, sexy gifts, putting the XXX in Xmas?
Well, you know, I love to try and think out of the box when it comes to stimulating your box. And getting your rocks off to the point where Stonehenge would tumble down. But this year I thought, given that the three kings followed a star to find Jesus in the manger, that I would like go on a similar light up theme for you to go take you on a pilgrimage to your own manger. And so the first...
I was going to say, this sounds like it's going to be tenuous.
Straight okay. into Jesus.
Well, I'm always on my knees one way or another, probably not praying, but hey, I'm very close to Jesus, or I've been close to someone called Jesus in my time.
We came to you for something stable, Alex.
Oh.
Well, I'm hoping Santa will bring me something hung like a horse, so we're both on the same thing. No, seriously, I have got two fairy light themed toys, so very Christmassy, that will light up your fairy. And the first one, now forgive me, I've tried to charge everything up. There are more wires on my desk here than in your average bomb disposal unit, so let's just hope everything is working. My first recommendation for a really beautiful toy, this is actually so well put together and thought out that it's won a Red Dot Design Award, which sounds like it should have something to do with clitorises, but no, it just relates to things that are in incredibly well designed. This is the Obi toy by Bird, and that's Obi spelt O-B-I-I, two I's, and Bird with two I's, because as we all know, inserting extra vowels makes you very modern as a company.
Doesn't it? Or taking them away.
Exactly. It's very strange. We're fucking with the English language, and that's like the one thing I refuse to fuck with. What this is a clitoral stimulation toy that comes in a little domed case that's designed to be a carry case. It kind of looks like a little Tweety bird inside a beautiful cage. If I take the lid off here, then you can see it has a little birdie mouth that's designed to sit over the clitoris where it stimulates it using air pressure. You can also make the whole thing vibrate. Let me just see if I can turn it on for you. Oh, yeah, there we go. Ooh, can you hear the hum?
Oh.
So you have two options.
ASMR.
For your VIP area.
Yeah.
So you have two options to stimulate yourself with this. You can either use the air pressure that feels a little bit like very fast-paced sucking, or you can use the whole body of the toy, the vibrating body, on your vulva or wherever you so desire. But the cutest thing about it is it has this little light-up base, the base that simultaneously charges it, also acts as a decorative mood light, which I think is wonderful. Yeah. It's pulsing with light at the moment while it's charging, but it has three brightness levels, I believe. And it's just adorable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want it to be like a banana blancmange.
It does have that kind of foam banana colour to it. I love that I'm giving you light and sensation, and you're asking for yet another sensory stimulation.
Listen,
always demanding.
This lockdown stone isn't stopping today. I'm going fucking hell. Everything's about food at the moment. I love that. So where's that from again? Bird?
Bird. B-I-I-R-D. I think they're just selling directly through their website. They're quite a new company, so give them a Google. Continuing, though, on my star-spangled banger of a light-up theme, this is a well-known company. You've heard me chirp on about these before. This is Eroa, who are the female-focused sister company of Tenga, the Japanese company who specialise in masturbation toys for people with penises that don't look like disembodied flanges. And they, too, have brought out a new light-themed toy. This is called the Eroa Ukidama. And Ukidama, I don't know whether I'm saying that correctly. There's something that some things that my mouth is good at. I'm reliably informed that the word Ukidama in Japanese refers to, you know, those glass buoys that old fishing boats use. And they kind of look like they're quite beautiful, like a glass sphere held within fishnet, if you will. A little bit like Miranda's Christmas tits, actually.
Yeah,
glass
yes.
held within fishnet, yeah. And this is... What fun with that?
I'm over it. Go
it sounds like snow globes, yeah. I don't know whether you can see, again, that this lights up. This also has three different light settings. It vibrates, and then it comes out of its little stand, and it's designed to float in the bath.
So
it's exactly like a little fishing boy, but you can use it on your own fishy places. So you have a rub in the tub.
Hey.
That reminds me of the best punchline I've ever heard in a joke, but I can't remember the setup to the joke. And the punchline is, what's a nice place like you doing a girl like this? If anyone knows what the setup to that joke is, let me know. That's made me laugh for years.
I really hope that it's what's the best chat-up line you could possibly use on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. On a fishing ship. Yeah, yeah. What's a nice place like you? Anyway, back to... Can I ask something?
Always.
What's the light thing? Is that new in sex toys? What is that just a Christmassy thing?
I think this is a new trend that I predict for 2021, the creation of a moody atmosphere that a toy actually helps to support. Often sex toys get criticism that the noise they make can ruin the mood, or that they're a little bit unwieldy. So I think more and more design-led firms are trying to make toys bring all sorts of sensual benefits and looking at how they can stimulate all of the senses. I have seen light-up toys in the past, but not with this degree of elegance and sophistication. A while ago, I saw like a fleshlight style wank sleeve that inexplicably had disco lights. So you could make sure that you could jizz while you were getting off to jazz. I don't know.
Oh.
Do the hokey cokey, in, out, shake it all about with disco lighting. This little floating bath light, the Eroa, there's a really good deal on this that I can offer to all of the good sex bath sex
listeners. Yes, please.
From the 1st of December until the 23rd, if you go to eustore.tenga.co to purchase this or any other toy and use the code which I shall pop on my Instagram this week, then you get either a free Tenga egg, which is like a silicone masturbation sleeve, or you can get a free Eroa stick vibrator. So you can get a free orgasm directly from Alex Fox.
That's so brilliant. Nice. Thank you for that. That's amazing. That's so lovely. Thank you.
You'll be pleased to know, Bibi, that I also thought about your dryness as well as your wetness.
What?
Oh, you did get my email. Oh, good.
What the fuck? Your emails go straight to spam, I'm afraid.
Take that back.
They often contain pictures of your spam as well. I meant, of course, PB.
Yes.
Softly dabbing the dew drops of water off you.
Thank you.
Thoroughly 2020 themed embroidered towel which says wash your fucking hands on it. There are all sorts of reasons why you might need a towel when it comes to sex. You know, we often need to wipe ourselves down. This seemed like the most corona themed way of doing it. This fantastic handmade towel, hand embroidered, is from an Etsy seller called Pricking Thumbs, which I also appreciate. And she is the sister of one of my tattoo artists. So entirely prick themed. All you need to do is like chuck a cactus into the mix and a few of my exes, and then we've got every prick known to man right there. I do have a couple more light themed suggestions as well, but this is more along the candle route. I think buying somebody a candle, if you're at a loss as to how romantic you want to be and how saucy you want to be, I think a candle is a good bet, especially if you choose one that has a scent so sexy that will automatically turn your crotch into a slip and slide for the borrowers. Honestly, the smell of this, if I had crabs, they'd think that they were in a remake of Waterworld all of a sudden, because this thing just smells, I was about to say it just smells like sex. I mean, it smells sexy. It doesn't literally smell like sex. Okay, thank God. I'm in a very enclosed space.
Some amyl nitrate, Rehypnol and Baby Sham. And Lynx Africa.
Get out. All right, Jeffrey Epstein. Jesus.
It takes quite a lot to render me speechless, BB Lynch.
I love the Rehypnol was on number two on the list. Like,
did I say chloroform? That doesn't smell. Does
Let's hope not.
Anyway, carry on, Alex.
I need body form over chloroform just to absorb my tears by the end of this. This is a beautiful candle that's scented with Cuban cigars and cognac from an indie company called 2204. Now, they do a number of special things that elevate your flame game to the next level. For a start, their scents are really unusual. They do one that's espresso and Palo Santo, you know, the scented wood. if only more men's wood was that pleasantly scented. They're perfumes are absolutely gorgeous. Some of them are quite macabre as well. They do one candle that comes in a tiny little coffin-shaped box and it's scented with woods. So it's supposed to... perfect for the goth in your life. It's or the necrophiliac. It's like a saucy crematorium scent. But 2204 will also hand pour any of their gorgeous perfumed waxes into a container of your choice. So if your partner has, say, an old teacup that's precious to them, or you saved a bottle from a great night out and you want to transform a champagne bottle into a candle, or I don't know,
Something
near and dear to you, like
brilliant.
Refill your Prozac tub or something. They will do that for you.
An ashes urn.
God knows I've got plenty of ashes of my love life this year. If you would rather make the candle experience more hands-on, there's a company who will send you a kit called Spiced Girls, where you can make your own spice scented candles, which I think would make rather a lovely date. And as a little additional twist, they come with labels that are impregnated with seed. Calm down, baby, not like that. And they're designed so...
I'm suddenly very hungry. Sorry.
Candlelit dinner of semen. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Delicious.
Reaching for the gin once again. I love that this was my attempt to infuse some romance into our... I was like, you know, I'll bring something that's more highs than part your thighs. They'll think it's adorable. But no, we've turned it into all about jizz gobbling. Wonderful. What I was going to say is I thought it would make a very sweet date to... go on a beautiful walk, plant the seeds somewhere that, that matters to you and your partner, or that just matters to you. I'm all for dating myself. Then go home, make the candles together with a cocktail, light them, and either maketh of the love or take some beautifully lit photographs of each other. I've been taking a lot of nudes of myself during lockdown.
You.
Yeah, nudes just for me. Nudes not for dudes. I've, like a lot of people this year, my body's changed quite a lot because my habits have changed. And I found that at times quite confronting and challenging. And so as part of my self-care routine to try and appreciate the skin I'm in and not do that dangerous thing of thinking, oh, I'll feel better when I'm different. And until I've exercised and until I've sorted my eating habits out or whatever, I'm not going to love myself. I think that's a waste of time. I think it's fine to be on a journey, but I quite like to love myself while I'm traveling too. So I've been taking naked snaps of myself to try and appreciate how I look now. And I've found that, honestly, get in the tub, get in the bath, make yourself all glossy with water, light a couple of candles, you will look like you should be in the Tate. Candlelight and water makes you look like modern art.
This is such a lovely idea. And do you, and are you going to keep them for, where are you going to keep them? Where are you going to keep the pictures? Because I'd imagine the benefit is obviously now, but also kind of the, you know, the problem. See, I know I'm talking that I'm on coke. I'm not, but I haven't spoken to anyone today. So I'm just,
oh, like, I have the same problem. Yeah.
But, do you know what I mean? But it's like, I remember a girlfriend of mine, having a body cast made when she was pregnant because she really wants to kind of keep that image forever. And it's that whole thing of like, you know, I've written pieces about, you know, the thing you'd say to your younger self, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's now. Now's the time you look your best. Now's the time you can look the best you're going to look, maybe. And so it's like you have to appreciate it now, not looking back at how you looked. So is there benefit now as well as in 10 years' time looking back at them?
I read Sophie Hagen's book a little while ago, Happy Fat, and that made a point similar to the one that you've just made, in that when we often, when we look at previous photographs of ourselves, when we know that we weren't that happy with our bodies, or we think we look fucking spectacular. And it is very difficult to feel that way in the currently, and it's a difficult thing to sustain. But for me, taking snaps and just keeping them on my phone has been part of G-ing myself up a little bit.
Yeah, I love that. Oh. I love that.
I'm so conscientious of my blotchy skin at the moment because of my dust allergy. So don't
bless
even
see.
I'm like, oh yeah, should I take some pictures of this? No.
Honestly, try the candlelight. Try the candlelight.
So I have been enjoying having a bath every night and smothering a face mask on myself. So doing a nude picture might be a bit weird because I do end up looking like Hannibal Lecter just in my little.
I think that'd be amazing.
Coming out. So if I do and get that in your inbox, you're fucking welcome.
I've got to say, someone sending me a picture that suggests that they might eat me has certain appeal. Well, moving swiftly on.
Yes, we must.
I will return to, I have some more romantic dating ideas that I'm going to attempt to pitch to you, but I know that you like the freaky and the geeky stuff as well, and I have to bring something a little bit left field every year. My number one recommendation for people who like to put the geek in their freak and who want to play Dungeons and Dragons or what, hey. This year, for anybody who really wants to lean into role play and that sense of escapism, and let's face it, of all years, this is one where lots of us have wanted to be somewhere else and possibly someone else. Mm. I've also all needed a good old laugh. And you know, I'm very much an advocate for having a giggle while you have a wriggle. I think so much of sex is so posturing and supposed to be all serious and stiff upper lip, isn't it, as well as stiff down below. I think so many of us would benefit from just letting go and having a bit more of a laugh in the bedroom. And the people that can help with all of that are geekysextoys.com. Have any of you checked them out?
No.
They make literally legendary dildos, absolutely legendary. They've got one that's basically a massive replica Thor hammer where the dildo is, the handle is insertable inside yourself. So you can hammer yourself with Thor's hammer. At this stage in my love life, I would also be thawing myself out too. They have a ball gag in the shape of the Death Star from Star Wars. I really think they should do a matching anal plug as well. So you
can
in your Death Star. They've got a Pikachu butt plug that makes it look like you have a little Pikachu tail coming out. It's like the Batman logo. So if the sun does shine from your ass, you can use it as the bat signal. I think one of my favourites is they do, now forgive me, this does sound politically incorrect, the TARDAS paddle, which is in the shape of Doctor Who's police box. They've got lightsaber dildos that actually light up. I'm not sure whether they make the vroom, vroom, vroom sound. Perhaps it
will next year.
Leave that with me. That sounds fucking great.
Maybe if all of us got very, very excited to the point where we had a massive wide on, then maybe waving one of those around inside us would just naturally make the vroom, vroom sound. It's an echo. I'm also...
The pictures you paint with your words, Alex.
It's like Jackson Pollock, more bollock, isn't it? Just flattering language all over the place. They also do really amazing magic wands, which I think we've discussed before. These are mains-powered, really hefty, heavyweight sex toys. I swear they could get an orgasm out of a pebble. And they do them with Darth Vader heads and R2-D2 heads. So they're just spectacular. Utterly spectacular. And speaking of role play, I have a different type of role, as in, just dropping these on the floor, role play rollable dice. Now, I got I got these from a new shop called feelingfoxy.com. I've actually had these in my stash for a really long time, and they were discontinued, or I couldn't find them at any sex shops for ages. That was a shame because I wanted to recommend them to people. So I'm really chuffed to see them on Feeling Foxy. These are a set of 8 dice, each of which has tiny little illustrations on it around a certain theme. Now, I have to say, if I was designing these myself, I think they could handle the illustrations being a bit more pleasant. They're not; they could be they're a bit rough and ready. But the point of them is that you, either on your own or with a lover, roll each dice to give yourself a suggestion of a theme for an erotic story that you'll then tell together. And I think they're such a good icebreaker for people who would love to maybe share their fantasies together or experiment with a little bit of dirty talk, but do not know where to begin. These little cubes will guarantee some action in and around your pubes. Let's see if we could do this together. Now, this guy, if you can see on the screen, this has little pictures that are themed around toys or accessories. I thought that was a picture of a match at first. I think it's supposed to be a vibrator.
A wand. Okay.
Yeah. You've got a pair of handcuffs, a camera, a piece of rope. It's like sexy Cluedo, isn't it?
Yeah. I love this.
So if I roll that, okay.
Oh, is there a candlestick? All right, that's right.
There's a feather and a whip, but we've got the rope. This next one is, this is location. So it looks like we've got
library, study, kitchen.
I'm not sure what that is. Is that a swimming pool? I think it might be a swimming pool.
I can't see.
A plane. Oh, isn't
it? An airplane, yeah.
I'm barring the plane already because I was dating a pilot earlier this year and I basically got ditched from 30,000 feet. So
no,
it was bad. I wish I'd pressed the eject seat on him earlier, but never mind. So we're not talking about flying. We've got one that's a little shower. I think
there you go.
For a second, I thought that was a spray can, but I think it's a laptop. So maybe in an office. So we'll roll this. We've got a rope. We've got a rope in the office.
Rope in the office.
Mr. Mustard. Mrs. Mustard.
it's sounding a little bit dark. So let's see if we can write things up. Oh, look. We have a weather background here. I'm going to roll that one. It's snowing. Aww. We've got a snowflake. So we're doing some snowy Christmas bondage with a work colleague.
Oh, Miranda. Oh, baby. Do you remember, Miranda, when you had me tied up in the Metro office?
Yes.
Do you remember that? And I'm a trained professional and you got me tied up. Was it anatomy?
Yes.
Anatomy Studios. That's fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah. And all the and all the Metro News journalists were watching me.
it wasn't a great idea to do it in a glass fronted room, but say Livy.
Still, I got paid quickly that week.
Made all your Christmas dreams come true.
Did you enjoy it, BB? Because I've done that kind of shibari, the Japanese rope bondage with anatomy, and their classes and workshops are exceptional. But I can't help but feeling a little bit like I look like a honey glazed ham when I'm all tied up like that.
Well, I also suffer from panic attacks and claustrophobia. So it's sexy while I'm breathing. When I'm doing my measured yoga breathing, and then I get nothing's going to be sexy in the bloody Metro offices, for God's sake. No. It's fucking the starkest lighting ever. And even though I nick some things, sure, and that gives a glow to the room, that it's still really starts. The only thing that's sexy that's ever happened there, apart from you joining us, of course, was when Miranda would say it's when Master Peter pulled my hair, but that wasn't sexy at all. It did nothing for me.
Lies.
Did absolutely lies. Nothing for lies. Me having my hair tugged by a professional male dog.
She still
nothing.
Remembers it. That was like 5 years ago. She still remembers it every night and every morning.
I love you.
Your face says the lady doth protest to me. Yeah.
Oh my God. It was, I couldn't talk, could I, Miri? I shut the fuck up. It was insane.
Which for BB is mad.
Something else. I love all these goodies. I love the idea. Let me ask you something. I know we've talked about this before, but I like to ask it again because I think it's maybe someone's listening that didn't hear the specific bit of conversation before. We're talking about sex toys and everything and how important they are, and they are for solo sex and couple, of course. But I know this sounds old-fashioned, but I think it still might be true. Would a partner, male or female, maybe feel threatened if someone wants to introduce sex toys into the relationship? Is there a way that you can kind of counteract that?
I always say that sex toys are power tools that give you the power to bring extra pleasure to your partner. They are assets, not the enemy. A lot of people, unfortunately, can feel threatened by them because they misunderstand them as something that's supposed to replace them or an indicator that they on their own are not good enough. When really, sex toys, the clue is in the name. They're supposed to bring added fun. They bring additional sensation, additional experimental options, and they're there to play with. So I think if you frame them within those terms and emphasize, if you do think that your partner might feel a little bit nervous about something or perhaps a little bit put out that you want them to put something else in you, then you could frame it as saying, I love the sex life we have together. I really gel with you. I feel like I really trust you. And because of that, I feel like you're somebody I could feel free enough to experiment in this way.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I think Christmas, I have contradicting ideas about how a sex toy can go down as a Christmas gift, because on one hand it's a really good opportunity to buy something for somebody because you've got a great excuse there. On the other though, it can feel a little bit pressured, especially if you've spent a fair amount of money on a particular item. Some can feel like they are obligated to use it. And of course, that's not necessarily consenting. You might actually be accidentally coercing your partner into feeling that they have to do something with you that they wouldn't always have felt comfortable with. One way to tackle that, of course, is communication, conversation. Don't be too precious about something. If you do buy something and it doesn't happen to tickle your partner's pickle, or it's not their cup of tea and they don't want to sip from that particular goblet of experience with you, try not to take it too hard. I also think putting together a box of a number of things where some of them are more safe. You know, they're the kinds of things where you know your partner might enjoy them. A massage oil or a candle, like we've already discussed, or a fun new lube or something. The dice, exactly. Something that's fairly low intensity, low pressure, low stress. And then maybe include something that's a bit more pushing the boundaries. And gives your partner the option so that if they're not in the mood to try something that to them is pretty wild, they can opt for something mild.
That's a brilliant idea. Mm. That's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant way of doing it. You know, the thing about as well about parts being threatened, I guess that's why, you know, sex toys have moved a long way from the 8-inch huge cock. Do you know what I mean? So no one's
yeah,
now
they're Thor's hammer.
yeah, that's true, I guess. But at least that's got a quite slightly comedy, you know. You don't want to see anything that replicates you that's better than you as a sex toy.
No, I think although you can still get realistic sex toys, there are definitely some people who like their dildo to look like a cock. There's a company called King Cock who absolutely specialise in making very vascular, veiny, throbbing phalluses. But that's absolutely not everybody's taste. And I think for some people, bringing something that realistic into a coupled environment does feel a little bit threatening. I think making a sex menu is another good way of conscientiously exploring what you and your partner are both interested in and where you match up and maybe where there's places to have a little bit more discourse. Meg John Barker and Justin Hancock, one of the most excellent examples of nominative determinism in our industry, they've got a zine. I think it's called Make Your Own Sex Zine or Make Your Own Sex Menu that you can download from the internet for a couple of quid. That would make a really good stocking filler, actually. Fill that time between Christmas and New Year by exploring making a sex menu with your partner. One thing that's on my menu is I want more glass this year. I love glass toys. I got sent this very beautiful, sort of pearlescent, translucent, double-ended unicorn dildo from Bondara. And I have to say, when it comes to glass, Bondara are kicking ass this Christmas. They've come out with a special Noel-themed range. They've got a glass candy cane dildo. They've got a Christmas tree glass butt plug. So you can, if you are pining for some butt play, you can quite literally tick that box. And they've also made a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer version of the classic rabbit vibrator where the antlers tickle your clit. I think it really should be Klitson, though. I think they've chosen the reindeer. They've even got as well Ice Queen snowflake pasties, nipple covers. They've got pumpkin flavoured lube. If you wanted to put together a really Christmassy box, then Bondara would be a great place to start. Like I say, lots of fun glass toys for both your front bottom and your back bottom in case you wanted to put something truly beautiful right up your once in Royal David shitty.
Can I ask a question, please? Can I ask two questions about glass?
100%.
One, are they freezing? And two, would they break? Would they shatter?
Excellent questions, BB. All reputable glass toys are made of toughened stuff. So it takes quite a lot to break them. Obviously, if you drop them from a great height or lob them against the wall, then they might shatter, but they will not break inside you, not unless you are doing some extreme sports as well as some extreme spurts at the same time. The question about whether or not they're cold, well, one of the many advantages of glass toys, apart from the fact that they're incredibly easy to clean, often very beautiful and silent, which if you do manage to go and see your family and you're in a home with other people this Christmas might be useful, is that they're really good for temperature play. If you immerse them in cold or warm water, then they will change their temperature according to the H2O that you've dipped them in, or you can put them in the fridge. So they're lovely if you want to experiment with different hot and cold sensations.
OK, Okay, look, those are all really fascinating, but I think she's got more up her sleeve, don't you, Vivi?
What? More?
Yeah, I think there's, knowing our Alex, knowing our foxy Alex Fox, she's definitely got more surprises in her stockings.
This is unbelievable. So do you mean people are going to have to come again?
Oh, absolutely. This is about the mere Christmas Eve to the big day. God knows what's going to happen on Boxing Day. I dread to think.
We dread to think. But so listen, people need to come back next week because Alex is back for the second half of this joyous What's in Our Christmas Box. Meanwhile, I'm Bebe Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kane.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Good Sex Bad Sex with a triple X at the end. And we've got an Insta where we'll be posting up all these lovely pictures of Alex and various toys.
And hopefully none of me in my PJs, although they are very comfy. If you have any sexy questions or queries or anything you want to talk about us to talk about in the new year, do get in touch. info@sexpod.co.uk.
And we will see you next week for the second half of our Christmas stocking special.